You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell, and hope you guys are doing awesome. We are in the middle of planning Funnel Hacking Live. As the day that I am recording this, we are officially 100 days away from this year's event, which is crazy. Every year when it gets done, we're like, we have 365 days till next year's Funnel Hacking Live. We have so much time, and then next thing we know, it's almost here. So anyway, I'm excited, and I want to make sure you guys are there this year's event. And so a little while ago, I did a private event here in my office where we streamed live, where I kind of announced who all the speakers were for this year. And I have announced all the speakers, so there's still I got some secret weapons in my back pocket we'll be bringing out as we get closer to the actual event. Dan Kennedy came the first event, and no one even knew he existed. Most people thought he had died, and we brought him out on stage. So we always have some surprises up our sleeve. But I did want to let you guys know who's speaking and why. And this year's different than Funnel Hacking Lives in the past. This is our 9th one. And this one, the way we're choreographing the event, it's all based on one single framework. So every session builds on the next and the next, to give you guys the full vision, outline, and understanding, and best practices from this little thing that we keep calling the linchpin. You've heard me talk about it. So that's what's going to happen this year. It's going to be fun. And so anyway, I wanted to let you guys hear who's speaking this year. And so I'm going to morph over into the actual live event where I introduced who the speakers were and kind of go through them and why they're speaking, why it's so important, and why I want you to be there for each one of them. And so it's going to be awesome. Anyway, and what you do, though, is as you're listening to this and getting excited about the event, make sure you go and get your tickets. We have sold out 8 years in a row. We will sell out again this year. In fact, we're ahead this year by like 20% tickets than we were last year at this time. So we are, seats are going to be gone soon. If you don't have a ticket, now is the time. By the time you hear this, it's probably like 98 days away from it all ending. So anyway, all you got to do is go to funnelhackinglive.com and get your tickets. Once again, that's funnelhackinglive.com. All right, with that said, I'm going to do this episode of A-List and half of the speaker reveal, and then we'll do another one in a few days and reveal the rest of who is speaking at this year's Funnel Hacking Live. So thanks again, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
What's up, everybody? How are you guys all doing? I'm excited to hang out with you guys today. I'm excited because we are officially, how many days away are we from Funnel Hacking Live? 124 days away from Funnel Hacking Live. 124, you guys. I remember when it was 365 days until next year's Funnel Hacking Live, and now we're 124, which is insane. So how many of you guys are excited for this entire party to be starting and happening? I am so excited. This is every year we do one huge show, and everything we do the entire year leads up to this moment. And I'm excited. We're going to announce who the speakers are for this year. This is not a complete picture of all the speakers. We're still waiting on speaker contracts back from two of the women that are speaking this year. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to put them on this because they haven't signed the contracts yet, so everybody else I'm going to be announcing as much as we can. Also, as you guys know, this week we ran a speaker contest because we have one other spot, and a whole bunch of people, like way more than I thought, made videos asking to speak if this year's Funnel Hacking Live. In fact, I see some of your faces back there on the big screen. How many of you guys submitted a video because you wanted to speak at Funnel Hacking Live? Okay, I'm not going to lie. This was like the most stressful probably 3 days of my entire life because I saw the videos, then you all tagged me, and then your friends tagged me, and your friends' friends tagged me, and your mom tagged me, and your grandpa tagged me, and like they started texting me and emailing me and calling me, sending me gifts to my office. Like, it was a little crazy. And way more of you guys submitted than we thought. So I'm not sure exactly what to do with that yet because there's so many good presentations. But we'll get to that towards the end of today because there are going to be at least one and potentially more from the speakers that submitted. There's some amazing stories. I was like, dang it, we... Anyway, so this is like, my entire team has been wrestling with this for the last few days. And so we'll be talking about that today. And make sure you get your tickets to Funnel Hacking Live. This will be the biggest year ever. We are already ahead of tickets by a significant amount from where we were last year this time. Every year we sold out, and this year will not be any different. We should have about 7,000 entrepreneurs and funnel hackers, small business owners, people like you who are going to be in Florida this year with us in September at Funnel Hacking Live. I'm curious, how many of you have been to Funnel Hacking Live in the past? If you have, if you're on Zoom, raise your hand. If you're like in the comments, say, I have. If you haven't yet, though, and you're like a Funnel Hacking Live newbie, and you're like, I don't even know what Funnel Hacking Live means. I don't know what Russell's even talking about. Tell us if you're like a beginner, like, I haven't gone yet. This is going to be my first time. Let us know that as well. Okay. We got a bunch of first timers in the comments. Another first timer, fifth timer. We've had probably, I think, a dozen people that have been to every single one. This year's actually Funnel Hacking Live 9. This is the 9th time we have done this show. And some of the background behind this, back in an earlier business, before we built ClickFunnels, we had done a lot of events. Not a lot. We'd done a dozen events, half dozen events or so. And I remember the last event I did. Actually, there were two events we did kind of back to back. I did one event. It was in Salt Lake City. I think we had like 300 or 400 people bought tickets to it. We got to the event. We set all the room for all the number of people. And then when they showed up, only like 50 or 60 people actually showed up to the event. And it was like the scariest thing for me, like walking out and you're like all these empty chairs. And I was like, this is humiliating. I was so embarrassed. And after that, I was like, I'll never do an event again. And one of my friends wrote me into one other event a little later and they had sold 1200 tickets to this event. I was like, okay, we'll do this event. And sure enough, we get to the event and less than 200 people had showed up for the event. And I remember being in this room and before we opened the doors, we're pulling chairs out of there and the room was empty. And I was like, I will never do an event again ever. That was like a sworn promise to myself. I'd never do an event, never do an event because I had such bad experiences with them. And then about 10 years ago, we launched this little company called ClickFunnels. It changed the market. It changed the world. I don't think any of us who were starting this company knew what was going to happen from it. But we launched this company, ClickFunnels, and it started growing. And for those who first came in way back 10 years ago, I had a webinar called the Funnel Hacks Webinar. I taught people how to use funnel hacking. This is where the term funnel hacker came from, right? I talked about funnel hacking, but then in our community, people started calling themselves funnel hackers. They're like, hey, funnel hackers, I have a question for you. Hey, funnel hackers. And you guys made up that name. And you started calling each other funnel hackers, and kind of this name that stuck. And I was like, that's kind of cool. And then all these funnel hackers started meeting up. They're like, hey, we're going to do a funnel hacker meetup in Dallas. Who wants to go? And also there'd be 20 or 30 funnel hackers in Dallas. And like, we're doing a funnel hacker meetup over here in New Jersey. And these things started hopping up all over the place. And our team was like, we should probably help facilitate this process. And I was like, no, I don't do events. I told you, we'll never do an event again. And then after, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of fighting back and forth, we decided to do an event. And the first event was Funnel Hacking Live, right, for our funnel hackers. And it was in Las Vegas. And that was the very first one we ever did. We had sold about 600 tickets. The room only held 600 people. And I remember the very first day hiding behind the curtains, waiting for people to come in, peeking out behind the curtains, looking at, and the entire room was filled. Not a single empty seat. And I was like, oh, they came. It's so exciting. And that's when the whole funnel hacking movement began. From 600 people, the next year we had 1,200 people. And then a year or two later, we had 3,500 people. And then from that went to 4,000, and 5,000, and 6,000, and it keeps growing every single year. This year, again, my goal is to have 7,000 people in Florida with us. 7,000 people who are going to be your future partners, friends, peers. This year, we have more people who have won 2 Comma Club Awards than ever before. So like hundreds and hundreds of you guys have achieved that. We'll be on stage getting awards for me and Todd, which is going to be exciting. And we have a whole bunch of other cool things. So I'm excited. Every year I get nervous as we get into it because every year I'm like, what if they don't show up? What if they don't show up? And every year I remember looking out the curtain and just seeing everybody out there. This year was fun. Or this last Funnel Hacking Live was fun. You guys just saw the video of it. But some of my kids came with us this time. And so I told them, I was like, when they open the doors, everyone runs in like crazy people and they trample each other and it's nuts. And so my kids and I sat on the stage, they opened the doors and they watched everybody running through. And they're like, Dad, these people are crazy. And like, and my kids are like, why do they want to hear you talk, Dad? You're so boring. I'm like, I have no idea. So I appreciate you guys who come to Funnel Hacking Live. And I promise you, we will put on a show. This year, we are taking out all the stops. Like this will be the best year ever from a whole bunch of things, from the production side. This year, we have a concert happening, which is going to be crazy. We have a whole bunch of other cool things that are going to make this year amazing. But mostly, I'm just excited because of the speaker lineup that we've kind of curated for you guys this year. So how many of you guys want me to get into some of the who's speaking this year? Okay, this is always a big question. Like, in fact, it's funny because about a third of the tickets get sold like within a day of Funnel Hacking Live ending. A third of the tickets are sold. Everyone's like, I don't care. I'm going to be there no matter what. And the next third, people are like, I'm going to wait to see like if Russell could actually get good speakers, then maybe I'll come. And the last third, for some reason, you guys will only come when we like, are about to sell out, like urgency and scarcity. So again, a third of you guys are about to buy your tickets. Third tickets after you do the reveal are going to come through. So this is my goal to show you guys who's going to be speaking and why they're speaking. Okay. And so this year's... again, this is Funnel Hacking Live 9. This year is going to be different than any other year. And there's a reason behind it. Every single Funnel Hacking Live in the past, the market conditions and internet marketing, digital marketing, all kind of stuff, it was simpler, if I'm completely honest. It was a lot easier. And so usually Funnel Hacking Live, we would have a bunch of different speakers talking about unconnected concepts. Like, oh, here's someone teaching about this kind of funnel and this kind of funnel, and this kind of funnel. Oh, here's a way to get traffic, another way to get traffic. And they were all really, really good presentations, but they weren't connected because it was just like anybody could come to the table and be like, oh, I'm just going to take that idea and run with it. I'm going to take that idea and you can run with it. And it's been amazing. In fact, I'm so proud of what we've done the last 8 Funnel Hacking Lives. But this year, as you guys know, it's different, right? We're moving into a recession. Advertising costs are higher than they've ever been in the past. And I look at so many people in our community that have had businesses who are struggling. A lot of people who aren't in our community, who don't understand these principles that you guys know so well, who are really struggling, right? A lot of them lost their businesses and things have just shifted for them. And it's been interesting because in our company, we've had to shift the way we do things as well. And the last 2 years has been fun for me because I love tinkering with funnels and playing with things and figuring out what's going to be the best way to do things. And this year, as a company, one of the biggest initiatives we had is, number one, is like, how do we go from good to great, right? You guys probably heard this saying before, like, good is the enemy of great, right? We have really good funnels. We have really good things. We have things that are really good. But how do we go from good to great, right? That was one big initiative we had. And number two is I'm actually working right now on a book with Dan Kennedy, which is so exciting to co-author a book with my mentor. And I don't know what the actual title of the book is going to be yet, but the working title, which is probably the longest title of any book ever, is Whoever Can Spend the Most Money to Acquire a Customer Wins. Is that too long of a book title? Or do you guys like that? If you could think of a shorter, like how to say that in like 2 words, I was trying to like funnel secrets or back, I don't know. But the concept is whoever can spend the most money to acquire a customer wins, right? And Dan Kennedy and I in this book, it's been so fascinating going back and back with him because we're seeing it right now in the market, right? We're seeing advertising costs go up. But what was interesting is I talked to Dan, he's like, this is the history of media and how it works. He says, initially, like back in the day, we are running, newspaper ads. Newspaper ads were cheap. We all made a ton of money. And then after all the advertisers got in there and there's more supply or more demand than supply, then advertising costs got so expensive that newspapers no longer worked. So then we all shifted to direct mail and it was really cheap and inexpensive. And over time, when more people got in, supply and demand, it got more expensive and it got harder to make it work. And then we all shifted to TV and he's like, we did late night infomercials. And back then, he's like, we could buy a late night spot for like $30. And so we were just killing it. Late night infomercials, media was cheap, it was inexpensive, they were killing it. And then what happened is over time, TV stations realized these guys are making money off our open hours. They raised the prices and the infomercials stopped working as well. And he's like, in this book, he goes, media source by media source, every single time the history is the same. And so I asked Dan as we're working on this book back and forth, I'm like, well, who are the people who win in this situation? When advertising costs in any media, whether it be TV, radio, direct mail, when the advertising costs 3, 4, 10x in the price, who's the ones who win? He said, the ones who win are the ones who have the deepest funnels. Whoever has the most money, whoever can spend the most money to acquire a customer wins. And so right now we are entering a digital age where the advertising costs are going up dramatically. Okay. So many people, so many of your peers and friends are not going to be in business in a year from now, right? This is the pattern. It happens over and over and over and over again. Okay. We've had it easy the last decade. Last decade has been amazing. Like Facebook ads are cheap. YouTube ads, like everything was cheap, right? Now things are getting more expensive. So how do you win? Well, the person who understands funnels the best, the people who have the deepest funnels, whoever can spend the most money to acquire a customer wins. And so you look at what we've done inside of ClickFunnels. Inside of ClickFunnels right now, because of the way we've restructured our funnels, taking them from good to great, we've learned so many amazing things, little tweaks and changes we need to do to make it amazing. About a year and a half ago, my inner circle was the very first time I presented this principle. And it's a principle thing that we talk about called the linchpin. I showed my inner circle members and they're like, oh my gosh. I was like, yeah, this is how we're able to spend more money than anybody. Like we're spending more money now to acquire customers than we ever have because of how we shifted our funnels around. Last year, Funnel Hacking Live, I hinted towards during one of my presentations, I shared like, here's the linchpin that we're doing. And people kind of freaked out. And then over the last 12 months, or not 12 months, how long ago was FHL? 6 months ago? 7 months ago? However many days, we took our entire Two Comical Bikes coaching program, Inner Circle, Category Kings, Alex, all our high-end coaching programs, and we transitioned people to this model of the linchpin. And so this year's Funnel Hacking Live is going to be focused not so much on just here's a bunch of random different cool funnels you can use, but here's an overarching game plan on how you can outspend everybody. Okay, that's one half of it. And the other half of it is if we can't outspend people, how do we get traffic for free? And so you're going to notice a lot of these themes happening this year is like how do we get organic free traffic and how do we get make paid ads work by making our funnels deeper and deeper and deeper using this concept of linchpin. So I'm excited. That's kind of the game plan. So there's kind of the Russell nerding out as I go through and I've been building out this event. And if you guys know anything about Funnel Hacking Live, it's not just like, here's a bunch of random speakers. Like I choreograph all the speakers and the presentations in a certain way to give you guys a certain result at the end. This year, I'm really proud of what we created. So With that said, you guys want me to jump in and talk about who's speaking? Yeah, yeah. All right, everyone in Zoom is excited. Okay, so here we go. Let's have some fun with this. So we did introduce our first keynote about a month ago. We announced Jocko is going to come speak. And those who don't know Jocko, he wrote a book called Extreme Ownership, which is one of the most powerful books I've ever read in my entire life. And I've tried for 4 years now to get Jocko to speak on stage. And every single year it has not happened because he doesn't work in September. He takes the whole month off. And so we finally figured things around. And he's like, there's only one day I can do it. And it's day number one. I was like, done. So we signed the contract, send him a whole bunch of money. And he's going to be on day number one to set the tone of the event. Now, I'm bringing all my kids to Funnel Hacking Live this year. And one of the reasons why is because I want my kids to understand this principle of extreme ownership. I want them in the room while Jocko is explaining this to them. Because I want my kids to understand it. I want my team to understand it. I want our community to understand it. As soon as we shift away from this blaming culture that is so prevalent in the world right now and shift to an extreme ownership, this is where we can take control of our lives, take control of our thoughts, take control of our businesses. And this is going to be leading the event to get the frame correct. So as we're moving through the rest of the event, you guys will be prepared to take all the ownership, which when you do that is the only way you can actually cause change. So I'm excited for that. This is my business partner and co-founder of ClickFunnels, Todd Dickerson. And Todd, obviously, he's going to be there as well. So those are the only three people we've announced so far. All the rest are just heads with question marks. So the very first speaker, someone, once again, is me. So there you go. Now, I'm not going to give you a big reveal, but I do want to talk about what my first presentation is going to be about because I'm working on this. Some of you guys know I've been working on my very first personal development book now for almost 2 years. And it keeps shifting and changing and all sorts of stuff. And I've shifted it again. And I'm really excited, though. The premise of this presentation is you're called to adventure, right? If you look at any story, it starts with the call to adventure. The hero hears the call, and they start on this process, right? For a lot of you guys, this is Funnel Hacking Live is your call to adventure. Like, you're literally leaving your ordinary world, living your home, and you're coming to Funnel Hacking Live hoping to find a guide and a tribe and a community and to get you to some result, right? And so that's where it's going to begin. So I'm going to be starting the journey there, taking you guys on this call to adventure, showing you what to, how to prepare both mentally, physically to be able to have success inside of this framework, right? Entrepreneurship is not for the light heart. How many of you guys know that, right? Entrepreneurship is not the easiest thing in the world, right? It is, Steve Larson said this one time, he says the best personal development event you could possibly go to. Because for you to start a business, you got to go through all sorts of stuff. You have to learn about yourself, other people, psychology, sales, marketing, analytics, like you have to learn so much stuff to be successful in business. And it's so much fun, but like it's a lot, right? And so this is your call to adventure, right? Some of you guys are coming to this event hoping for that. My job is to help give you guys the tools you need to be successful. So that's what I'm leading. I'm leading, right? That'd be the first thing I'm talking about. After that, as you know, my co-founder and partner, Todd Dickerson, will be there. I'm excited. Todd has been killing himself. I don't know how many of you guys have transitioned over to ClickFunnels 2.0 yet. About a third of our customers right now have transitioned from 1.0 over to 2.0. And 2.0 is getting more and more amazing every single day. Like I'm obsessed with it. I love it. And they're working on some huge updates and behind the scenes stuff. A lot of AI things being weaved into every single thing. I don't want to ruin any surprises, but can you imagine if like instead of having to build a funnel, you could just tell, you can just type what you wanted and then just build the whole thing for you. There's some really cool things coming that they've been working on that Todd's excited to share with you guys between all the updates and ClickFunnels. Last year at Funnel Hacking Live, we showed a roadmap. Like, here's the thing. Do you guys remember this? I had a big picture. Like, here's the roadmap, everything that's done right now. Here's what we're trying to get done. And the majority of that roadmap is either done or mostly done. We're going to be showing a lot of you guys that at Funnel Hacking Live this year. We'll be releasing a lot of new tools and features and things to you guys by then, and it's just going to be cool. So it'll be me and Todd hanging out for sure, no matter what. And then after that, we got some other speakers. So I'm going to jump in and see if I can – I got my cheat sheet here. Okay, so our first speaker is on day number one. After I speak and after Todd speaks, I wanted to bring somebody who's been in our community. How many of you guys – you're new to the ClickFunnels Funnel Hacker community. Where are our new people? Like, you're kind of newer. Like, maybe you're here in the last year or so, but not, you haven't been here for a decade with the rest of us, right? Okay? So those are coming new. Like, it can be overwhelming, right? You show up, it's like, there's all these people, and they're going crazy, and there's people, like, are tattooing ClickFunnels to their arm, and they got, like, ClickFunnels mohawks and suits and socks, and, like, everyone's dressing up to the nines, like, doing crazy stuff. Like, you show up, you're like, this is weird. What kind of cult am I in, right? And so what I wanted to do, I wanted to bring some people to Funnel Hacking Live who literally were in your spot like 4 or 5 years ago. And they came in and they were overwhelmed. They were confused. They had all sorts of problems. Like, how would this, and they had a different type of business. Like, how would this actually fit for my business? Like, this doesn't make any sense. And they joined my inner circle. We worked them really close. And for 3 or 4 years, they struggled. They couldn't figure out, like, how does this work for my specific business, right? Well, I guess, in fact, one of the biggest questions I get all the time is, like, how does ClickFunnels work for my business, right? And that was what they had. And it took them a little while. And all of a sudden, they figured it out. Boom. As soon as they figured it out, I watched their business go from, like, struggling to, like, they figured it out within months. It was a 2 Comma Club Award. And then within like 6 months later, 2 Comma Club X Award, it kept going and going from there. And they were literally some of the people who came in, I think, the greenest, and now have had some of the most success inside of ClickFunnels ecosystem. And so as I teach you guys about this whole hero's journey and your call to adventure, I wanted to show you guys there. I wanted them to come and tell their story of their call to adventure and how they went through this process. So right here, the first two speakers coming on after will be, boom, Ryan Lee and Brad Gibb. Again, these are two of some of my favorite people in the world, and they're going to be coming and showing you guys their story. They built the entire community of financial planners. Again, how did financial planning have to do with funnels? They did it. They built a community. They built a tribe, and they're going to tell their story, and they're going to show you guys the process of what they did. And so by the time they're done, for any of you guys who are like, I don't know how this stuff's going to work for me, you're like, oh my gosh, it worked for a business that literally should not work for funnels, and they built this thing into a multiple 2 Comma Club X Award winner over and over and over again by following these principles and the process. The same thing you guys are going to be learning about during Funnel Hacking Live. And so this will not only hopefully give you guys belief in this whole process, it's also going to give you a map. You're going to see exactly what they did, how they did it, and the order it went, and it'll give you guys something to model as you're building out your businesses and your movements for your communities as well. So anyway, so that's the first set of speakers are Brad Gibb and Ryan Lee. So let's give them a round of applause. I could go and like, yeah, I'm gonna call it cash flow tax. I could go and spend like an hour just going through the stuff I'm excited for them to talk about, but I don't want to ruin it. I just want to tease you guys enough that you like stop what you're doing now and go get your tickets to Funnel Hacking Live. So that's starting it out. If it was just those guys speaking, it would still be worth $1,000 to get your ticket to Funnel Hacking Live because those guys are powerhouses and they're amazing. And after we get that foundational stuff, the next thing we need after we've got the foundation stuff set in place is we need to go and get a whole bunch of traffic. And so where's he at? So boom, the next person on stage is going to be Eric Thane. Let's give Eric Thane a round of applause. Yeah. So Eric is someone who's been in our 2 Comma Club X coaching program, our inner circle for a long time. And this year in Mexico, we do a big mastermind in Paradise, and he was there in Mexico, and I've seen a whole bunch of stuff he was doing with shorts. You guys know like YouTube shorts and reels and what are they called on the other platforms? The short form videos, right? Right now, they're taking over the world. It's one of the best forms of free marketing you can possibly do right now. We've been investing tons of time and energy money into it as well. And Eric came and actually spoke in Mexico and showed the process and showed what he was doing and how he was doing it, and it was awesome for a couple of reasons. Number one, everybody in the audience was freaking out, taking notes, like going that way. And then when it ended, it was so actionable. He showed everybody, like that night, everybody was doing shorts and reels, like from Mexico, in the hotel, in the restaurant, like doing it because like they had a perfect process and a plan. I was in the back of the thing freaking out. And he came off stage. I grabbed him and I ended up hiring him. And actually, I'm filming a whole bunch of reels with Eric and his team next Friday. And so not only is like he's the person who's kind of pioneering this right now inside of our industry, inside of our community, I'm paying him to do it for me as well. So he's going to be showing you guys how to create shorts and reels to get insane amounts of traffic, customers, and leads coming into your funnels. And so this is one of the best ways to start getting free traffic quickly. And his process and his framework is magic. You guys are going to love it. Okay. Time you guys a pump for Eric Thane coming. Yeah. So if you want tons of free traffic, you know, just make sure you're there for day number one. Do not miss day number one. It's going to be awesome. Okay. All right. So after Eric Thane, next is Jocko. We talked about Jocko and Extreme Ownership. Again, that's how we're going to be ending night number one, is Jocko coming back and just blowing our minds. And we will leave that day with a frame of just knowing exactly what to do and how to do it and take Extreme Ownership. Okay. Day number two coming in, and I'm going to be sharing with you guys a process I think it's a mindset shift in your business. Okay. So many of us, me included, make our money one at a time. Like, how many guys sell high ticket stuff? Like, you sell 10 or 50 or $25,000 things. You're like, oh, I have a high ticket business, right? Which is good, but it's you make the money and then it's gone, and you got to make it again. You got to make it. And I was in a business for a long time. I had a call center with 60 full time salespeople selling high end coaching for me, right? And we were making a lot of money. Everything was happening to that, and then eventually we had to shut it down, and it all dried up, and all the money was gone. Right? It wasn't until I launched this little company you may have heard of called ClickFunnels, and I started getting continuity income, right? Residual income, where people paid me every single month, that my mindset shifted. I was like, oh my gosh, I would rather have somebody signing up for a free trial, pay me $97 a month, than someone signing a $25,000 contract, because that person shows up month after month after month, right? And the first month we got, you know, however many, so we got 20 members in ClickFunnels. Month two got 40, then 100, then 200, then 500, then 1,000, then 10,000, then 30,000. And what was amazing was what we call inside our office compounding continuity. You guys probably heard of compounding interest before. I think it was Einstein said compounding interest is the eighth wonder of the world. Okay, I have a map that I put together, like the revenue from compounding interest versus compounding continuity. And compounding continuity is infinity times better than compounding interest. Okay, and so I'm going to teach you guys how to have compounding continuity, right? Every single one of you guys should have some type of continuity program in your business. And if you have a continuity and you're doing compounding continuity, that will grow and get bigger and bigger and bigger, right? Every single morning, you guys should wake up and get your phone off your bed stand. You look at your thing and Stripe notifies you with how much money you made the day before, right? The goal for you is every morning you wake up, first thing you look at the thing and you have the notification from Stripe on your phone. It's like, oh, you made X amount of dollars. You're like, huh, I just woke up. I hadn't started working yet. I made that much because my continuity hit in. And next day, wake up and boom, that's in there again. Next day, and every single day, I want that happening for you guys where that continuity is compounding and growing and growing and growing. So every morning you wake up before you even start of the day, like you already have made enough money that you won't even have to work the rest of the day if you don't want to. Okay, that's the goal of my presentation. And I think this mindset shift and how to look at your business a little bit differently is going to change everything for you guys. So compounding continuity. After that, I'm going to have some of my friends who are killing it with continuity come out and share some things. So the first person who's going to be coming and sharing is Mr. Stu McLaren. So Stu is the king of membership sites. I love Stu. In fact, my entire family, my kids, were going to Kenya in like 2 months with Stu and his family to go build schools with money that you guys have helped donate to Village Impact. You guys might not know this. Every time you build a funnel inside of ClickFunnels and the funnel goes live, we donate $1 to Village Impact. And that money goes directly to the organization that Stu McLaren and his wife started. And we build schools. We built dozens and dozens of schools over in Kenya for these kids. And so I'm taking my wife and kids and our entire family. We're flying out there this year so my kids can see what this, like what you guys are doing as a community and be able to help these kids build schools and like, and it's going to be amazing. So, Stu's the king of continuity though. And Stu's going to come in and show you guys, after I've kind of showed you guys the process with compounding continuity, he's going to show you guys a simple way to structure membership sites that actually makes it easy for you. Okay. I ran this trap a year and a half ago when I launched my first continuity program. It wasn't like software ClickFunnels. And I tried to do the mistake that most of us are going to try to do, which is I'm going to give these people everything. You give a million hours worth of all your time and training and content, and then people don't stick. I told him, like, my membership site's not working. Why? And he's like, well, you gave him too much stuff. You got to structure it differently. And he showed me the way to structure it. It was so simple, so much easier. So angry I didn't listen to him initially. And now I think we have 4 membership sites rolling out in the next 4 months in different markets. And all of them are following Stu's process. He's going to show you guys the simple way to structure it so it doesn't kill you as a creator if you decide to do a membership site. And so that's going to be Mr. Stu McLaren. And then after Stu comes out, how many of you guys how many of you guys like the idea of continuity in your business, residual income? How many of you guys like the idea of high ticket residual income even more? Oh, because like $100 a month is really good, but $1,000 a month is even better, or $5,000 a month is even better, right? And so I was like, well, how do we show people that continuity doesn't just mean a $30 a month membership or $100 a month membership? Like you can have high ticket $1,000 a month, $2,000 a month or more, but you have to structure how you do things differently. Now you don't change the content. This is the big key. The way you structure your content from Stu will not change, but the way you deliver the content can change the price from $100 a month to $1,000 a month or beyond by how you structure differently. And so I learned this actually while I was in Mexico at Mastermind Paradise. One of my friends got on stage in, we have a group called Atlas that people pay $250,000 to be part of, and he's a member of the Atlas group. And in passing, he's like, oh, we changed our coaching program and we did this instead. And he explained it and I freaked out. You guys, my team, I was like, for the next 3 days, I was just like, explain this again to me. He's like, dude, I already did. I'm like, one more time. And right now I'm in the process of shifting 4 of our companies to this process because we can charge so much more. So the person who's going to be speaking, Mr. Garrett White's coming in. He's going to be doing a shorter session. And don't worry, Garrett will be coming back in at the end, so don't stress. But he's going to be coming in showing you guys how he shifted the content to a facilitated content process that it gives you the ability to charge way more for your continuity. Okay? So high-ticket continuity is all about not making new stuff, but the way you deliver it. And he's going to show you guys this process called facilitated memberships that just change everything. In fact, you will see me between now and Funnel Hacking Live in at least one or maybe 2 businesses that you guys will see publicly launched where we're shifting all of the all of the content to this facilitated method, which you guys will love. So Garrett will be showing you that secret, which again, the people pay $250,000 to be in the Atlas group. Like they're the only ones who understand it right now. And now you guys at Funnel Hacking Live will understand it well as well. He's going to go deep through the method, the process, the scripts, all that kind of stuff. It will blow your mind. It's so simple and so powerful. I think it'll change everything for you guys. Okay. So We're only, that's only the first seven, like, holy cow. Like, that's worth $1,000. You guys cool with that? Like we can just cancel the rest of Fun Hiking Live. We just network in the hallways. And we still got our money's worth, right? But we're just getting started. There's way more. Okay. So after we show that, then the next question is like, okay, how do we get traffic, right? I told you guys before, Eric Thane's talking about Reels, how do we get free traffic. But again, I'm a big believer right now, and hopefully he doesn't hear me. I don't like Mark Zuckerberg that much anymore. Like, keep it on the down low. But I do not want to keep giving him money. I gave him so much money, and then he's just a jerk to me and you and my friends. So the question we had is like, how do we bypass Mark Zuckerberg and get money directly to the creators who are running on these platforms who can actually convert higher than Mark Zuckerberg can? And then he gets $0 from the whole process. And so I was like, who is the best in the world at this? And so there's a company, there's a guy who runs a company right now, and he does this for the biggest influencers in the world. He manages, I can't remember, it's like $50 million a month in ad spend going to influencers. We just signed a contract with him right now, and we are having him go out and source influencers for our businesses and driving traffic. So I get to bypass Mark Zuckerberg and go directly to his influencers. He's, I think, the biggest in the industry doing this. Really cool, really humble guy who I'm excited is going to be coming and speaking. And so he is right here. So Dan Fleischman's going to be coming and showing us how he does what he does, which is really, really cool. Now, what's cool about this is two things. Number one, he's going to show you the process so you can learn it, so you can literally start going and bypassing Mark Zuckerberg and going directly to influencers, negotiate deals so you can get them to promote your products and services, which is really cool. You can pay them up front. You can do partnerships with them, a whole bunch of stuff. But literally, their companies are being built now, $100 million and billion-dollar companies that haven't paid a dollar or a penny in Facebook, YouTube, anything. They go directly to the influencers, and he's going to show you that process. And if some of you guys who have bigger businesses, you can like do what we're doing to hire him and his team to do the whole thing for you guys. So it's a powerful, powerful strategy that I think you guys are going to love. And like I said, Dan's doing it at a scale that nobody else on the internet is right now. Like he was showing me the stats, the numbers when we were hiring him to do this for us. And it's just crazy how many people. So I'm like, he needs to be here. A lot of people in our community haven't heard him or heard him speak before, but we wanted Dan to come and show you guys this process. So Dan Fleischman's up next. So after Dan shows you how to get traffic from all these influencers, then the next speaker is someone who, this is someone who I've been watching for a long time. She is lives here in Boise, and she has a different kind of business, right? She has a blog, and she did most of this blogging for a long time. And then a little while ago, she wrote a cookbook. And I was excited because the first time she had ever actually used a funnel. She had been doing blogging stuff, and then she like got a cookbook, built out a funnel, and they started driving traffic, and they were doing well with this cookbook funnel. And then she decided, like, of all the traffic strategies, she's like, I want to learn how to use YouTube. And so she started geeking out on YouTube, and she started focusing on it, and started making YouTube videos for her cookbook. I'm not going to tell you too much details, but it's a cookbook on how to do air fryer recipes. And started doing YouTube, and she started kind of stumbling through it and learning it and figuring it out. And she does YouTube videos by herself, holding her own camera at her home, and then uploads them. And over the first couple months, they didn't get much traffic, and they started growing and growing and growing to eventually now, like, she posts videos and they will get millions of views. Okay. Imagine a traffic source where the platform pays you six figures to post a video and then sends millions of people to your funnel for you. It doesn't make any logical sense. Like, literally doesn't. It's crazy. I wouldn't have believed it, but she was in Mexico at our mastermind in Paradise Retreat, and she got on stage and she showed it. She showed screenshots. Here's this. Here's this. Here's the video. Here's what I did. Here's how much I got paid for this video. How much I got paid for this video. Here's the traffic to my funnel. Like, we were all flipping out, so much so that I'm like, I am rebuilding my YouTube strategy and my entire channel and changing everything because of this. It's amazing. So her name is Kathy Oder. So Kathy's going to be coming and speaking, showing you guys this process. And what's amazing about this is, like, a lot of you guys have done YouTube ads in the past or different things, but like, her strategy, the way she's doing it, is so simple. It's so powerful. Like, you'll watch that, her presentation, you'll be like, this is ridiculous. I want to do this all day long. Literally, like, I am, well, I won't go deep, but we are relaunching a YouTube channel based on what I learned from Kathy showing this in Mexico. And so I want you guys all having this tool. Okay. Cause if you can be posting videos, getting paid up front to create the video, and then you get traffic, like, it's the best of all the worlds, right? Once again, bypassing Zuckerberg cause he gets none of our money anymore. Okay. So, Kathy's gonna be amazing. I'm so excited for her to share this stuff with you guys. And she's awesome. So, Kathy's coming. All right. After Kathy, last year's fun. How many of you guys were last year's Fun Hiking Live, by the way? If you're last year's, raise your hand. Two hands if you had the greatest time of your entire life. Let's go. At last year's Fun Hiking Live, there was a presentation I did on stage that was like probably the most fun I've ever had on stage in my entire career. And it was with Steve Larson. We did this presentation called Dramatic Demonstrations. How many of you guys remember this presentation? We had so much fun with it. It was it was so much fun. And this year's we're putting together Fun Hacking Live. Me and Steve have been geeking out. We're actually working on a book project together, making a book about dramatic demonstrations. We're talking back and forth about it. And there's one piece of the formula that like that most people missed. And it's the part that I think is the most important. And I talked to Steve. I was like, I want to do a co-presentation again with you on this topic, but going deep on just this one piece of the dramatic demonstrations that is the key that like will change everything for people. And you know, he was like, I don't know. Yes, I would love to. And so I was like, me too. So we got Steve Larson's going to be up next. Mr. Kaplan's pick himself. Steve Larson's going to be coming. We're going to go deep into dramatic demonstrations, showing you guys more ways to do this, which will be really, really fun. And then I wanted to show you guys, because a lot of times, last year we talked about dramatic demonstrations. And those who've gone through any of the linchpin training, I was talking about dramatic demonstrations. A lot of times I say it's like a challenge or a webinar, right? How many of you guys are like, a dramatic demonstration is a challenge or webinar? Like, yes, it can be a challenger webinar, but it doesn't have to be just a challenger webinar. It can literally just be anything. Like, this is a dramatic demonstration, right? How many of you remember my birthday party, March 8th? We had a birthday party for me in this office. My birthday was a dramatic demonstration. I was like, it's my birthday. You guys come register for a webinar. And so people register for a webinar to come have a birthday party with me. Like, there was not even a good hook. It was just like, it's my birthday. Come hang out with me. And we ended up getting, I can't remember how many, 4,000 or 5,000 people registered for my birthday party. From that, 411 people joined ClickFunnels on the thank you page. And then we did a birthday party bash, and that was it. Right? So like dramatic demonstration can be simple, like it's my birthday today, or it's my favorite UFC fighter's fighting tonight. We should do a dramatic demonstration, or it's, you know, the final four in basketball this week. Like it can be simple and easy. And so our next two speakers, these guys are actually in my Category Kings group. Man, they are killing it in their business, and they're so much fun to watch. They model a lot of what we're doing in the ClickFunnels world, but they're doing it in the investment world. And they were at the last Category Kings meeting, which is here inside this room, and they started showing us all these dramatic demonstrations they were doing that were really quick ones based on just funny things were happening in the media or the things they were passionate about. And they used that to sell over 2,500 tickets to their live event in the investing space, all doing these little fun, quick dramatic demonstrations that took like 15 minutes to plan. They launch it. Get a ton of traffic, sales, leads, and go next one, next one, next one. And after they got done speaking here, showing the Category King group, we're all freaking out. And I was like, dude, you guys want to show all that stuff at Funnel Hacking Live? Like people will melt down. And they're like, yes, we'd love to. So we've got Mason and Bridger are going to be speaking, showing all of the dramatic demonstrations, these little mini short form dramatic demonstrations they're doing inside their business. And just giving you guys ideas that have like so many cool things you guys can do. In fact, one of the promotions we did this week, learned it from these guys during the Category King thing. So, just say that. I practice what I preach. I learn the stuff that I implement as fast as I can. So, anyway, you guys will love them. They have so much energy. They're so fun. And they are in a market that's typically, how do I say this nicely? Actually, similar. Like the marketing market before we came in, if you guys ever went to old marketing events, like it was kind of a, like an old person, like tired, like kind of thing, like the events were that way. And we came in, I was like so excited. I got everyone excited. And like now marketing events are fun again, right? It was kind of the same thing in their market. Like their market's older and just nothing wrong with that, but just tired. Like you know the typical event, like people are there in suit and ties and they're like half asleep. You go to Bridger and Mason's event, like it's like Funnel Hacking Live in that market. And like, it's just, you're gonna love them. They're super cool. Okay. After that, we've got someone who's been in the funnel hacking community for a long, long time, but Inner Circle for a long time. One of the most charismatic people I've ever seen. I know I've wanted him to speak at Funnel Hacking Live for multiple years in a row, but there never was like the right fit. And this is a common theme. I have a lot of people like, why don't you let me speak at Funnel Hacking Live? I'm like, it has to fit the process I'm trying to teach at the event. And just in the past, there weren't any times that like really just like was perfect. And this year it was perfect. And so he was actually the first person I asked to speak this year, Funnel Hacking Live. Some of you guys know him. Boom, Neo. So this is Nehemiah Davis. Some of you guys know him. One of the best speakers, trainers. You guys are going to love him. So he's going to be coming up and he's going to be showing you guys unique ways to get traffic to your funnels. He spoke at our Inner Circle event last month here in Boise. And it was really cool because I asked him, I was like, I know that you get traffic in a lot of different ways. Like, can you show these ways? He's like, sure. Like spur of the moment, gets on stage and drops nine different ways he gets traffic. There were ways I hadn't even thought of before. And like buying other people's Instagram channels and doing like, he has one idea that he shared that, I don't want to ruin his presentation. Like, it was crazy. You will see me doing it very, very soon. That's a hint. So you guys will see me doing all this stuff because I have a head start on you all. And then you're going to see it at Funnel Hacking Live. Like, oh, that's what Russell's doing. And then you're going to do it at the same time as me. And we're like, we'll all be partying together. Nobody else knows what's happening except for all of us. Okay. One thing about Funnel Hacking Live, like don't tell people not who aren't Fun Hacking Live what we're doing. Okay. We're already like 3 years ahead of all the other marketing events, right? So you get the cutting edge. If you don't tell anybody, like we had another 3 years for they even figure out what in the world we're doing. Okay. All of our competitors are sending like their teams to our events and stuff. We're trying to kick them out and keep them, weed them out because anyway, it's reality. It's like literally what happens. So yes, James said, what happens at FHL stays at FHL. Okay. So Neo's going to be speaking. You guys are going to love him and just show up ready to like take a lot of notes on like just unique ways you never thought about. Like I would have never in a million years thought that that would work to get traffic or that like it's something that's going to blow your mind. So I'm excited for him to come speaking. Okay. After him, then we got someone who is like someone I've been friends with for 5 or 6 years now, ton of respect for him. He actually, we do an event for young kids called Unlock the Secrets and he came to the last Unlock Secrets event and spoke. And it was really cool because obviously half the reason why I do this is for my kids, right? And my kids are always like, they're too cool. Like, dad's not cool, whatever. So I did the Unlock Secrets family event so my kids can come and like learn from people who aren't me. And so I had this guy come and speak. And I remember, you know, my kids are like me. They're all over the place, you know. And I remember when this guy came out and started speaking, my daughter sat in front with a notepad and she was like zoned in, took notes, everything he said. I was watching how she connected with him and I was just like, oh my gosh, like my daughter's listening to this stuff that I like have wanting her to understand and to say. And he's one of the best speakers I've ever seen, one of the most motivational people. He's someone who will give you a transformation. Okay, you guys come to Fun Hacking Live, yes, to learn stuff, but you're also coming for transformation. How do we shift ourselves? How do we make the changes we need in our life to become who we've been called to be, right? And so our next speaker is Satya Magali, which is right here. Boom. He looks kind of like The Rock, but he's way cooler than The Rock and can beat up The Rock in a fight. So Satya's coming to speak. And I said, he will transform you. The time you guys have to spend with Satya will be worth its weight in gold. Again, one of my favorite people on this planet, one of my favorite speakers, someone who's transformed my kids. He's going to transform you if you have your young people with you there too. He is amazing. So I'm pumped to have Satya there this year, which would be awesome. After that, we have a late night session. It'll be a lot of fun. We decided to bring back, I don't know, one of my mentors, you know, someone who I learned all this stuff from. The last 3 years has been an honor. A lot of you guys know I had a chance to buy Dan Kennedy's company, and the last 3 years I had a chance to have Dan Kennedy come and speak. I'm excited this year. We have Dan coming back as well. So Dan Kennedy's going to be speaking, coming back, and Jim Edwards is going to be interviewing on stage. If you guys watched Jim and Dan, they did an interview last year on stage, and it was one of the funniest, most amazing things ever. And so this is the Dan and Jim duo. And it's fun because me and Jim have a really unique opportunity. Once a month, Jim and I get on a call with Dan and we get to pick his brain for 2 hours once a month. And anyway, I was just like, I love watching Jim interview Dan because it's, first off, it's hilarious, but man, he pulls out the best things. And so they're going to be doing a really cool interview, specifically on dramatic demonstrations. I want you guys to see more examples and case studies of people. You know, obviously me and Steve talk a lot about like P.T. Barnum area people and then people nowadays, but there's all these people in the middle that are doing cool stuff that Dan's going to be sharing and showing his case studies and examples and stuff for you as a model as well in your dramatic demonstrations, which would be really cool. Okay. So, boom, there's Dan Kennedy and Jim Edwards. All right. We're only halfway through, my friends. You guys still excited to be a fun? If you haven't got your tickets now, this is the water break for us to get some water. During the water break, what I would recommend you do is open up a brand new tab and go to www.funnelhackinglive.com and go get your tickets right now. And don't just get a ticket for yourself. Get one for you and for your spouse. Bring your kids. Bring your co-workers. Bring the entire team because one of the hardest things you can do, and I feel like I learned this the very first time I went to Tony Robbins' event. Okay, have you guys been to Tony Robbins' event? I went to Tony Robbins' event. I walked on fire. I drank the Kool-Aid. I was like, whoa. I came home and I was so excited. I'm like, this is amazing. Like my life has changed. I look around all my friends, my family members, and they're like, what happened to you? I'm like, I don't know, but I feel amazing. They're like, you're weird. I'm like, but like, oh. And I was trying to get them all excited. And they're like, I don't know, but you got to tone it down. I'm like, but I can't tone it down. I'm changing the world. Like, duh. And it was this whole fight for like 3 or 4 months. And finally I was like, Colette, I love you. I need to take you somewhere. And I got all my other friends around, and I took all my friends and my loved ones and my wife and her parents and her sister and everyone. I said, we're going to Tony Robbins' event. And we all flew together, and we walked on fire together. We freaked out together. And then guess what? We came back, and then we were all on fire together. It wasn't just me trying to convince everybody else. So let your people, like, bring the people who matter to you to the event. If you've got a spouse who's like, I don't understand this, bring your spouse. If you've got friends, family, coworkers, like, bring the people here. Because you're catching on fire together. This is where you're going to get like 100% buy-in from your significant other, from things like that. Bring your teenagers. Like this is a thing for youth as well. Like young entrepreneurs are huge. We've had 5 or 6 teenagers who've won 2 Comic Club Award. Like it's not just for me as the business owner. Like this is a family event outside of one speaker. So every year He promises me, but this guy might swear, but your kids don't have to come to Garrett's session, but all the rest of them are be family friendly. So it's going to be awesome. We're still going. How long am I going for? If I'm going for an hour, we're going over an hour. Holy moly. It takes me over an hour just to announce the speakers. Can you imagine the value you can get from these speakers? This is crazy. Anyway, I'm getting a drink right now. Why get a drink of water? Go to funnelhockeylive.com and go get your tickets for you and everyone you love. Woo. Okay. There you are. There's the first couple days of Funnel Hacking Live. I didn't want to overwhelm you with the entire thing. So we'll save the last half of the speakers for next, our next episode. But if you don't have your tickets yet, go to funnelhackinglive.com and get your tickets. We are like 100 days away from the event going live, and I'll make sure you guys are there. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So once again, go get your tickets at funnelhackinglive.com. With that said, I appreciate you listening, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.